My family's reaction when I told them about my plans was as I expected. Although they sanctioned my idea and supported me in the endeavor, they were sad to think that I would be halfway across the world for such a long time. The frown on my grandson's face told me that the situation would be especially difficult for him and that he might feel neglected by me. Although I could scarcely argue with the comments of my family about their feelings, for their sake I talked about the time away from home as if it was just a few short days. I would be back home before they knew it. They suggested that I come back after 1 year for the summer and then return for the second year. I agreed to this plan. 5 years ago, would I have thought that this was in the realm of possibility? I doubt that I would have. But here I am in China, in my second year of living in this amazingly progressive civilization, and I can honestly say that I have never once regretted my decision to teach in China. I must also admit that I have learned far more from my students than they have learned from me. I admire their thirst for knowledge, and they seem to thrive on challenges. They never seem tempted to take a shortcut, always working hard and giving a supreme effort. Their tolerance for their English teacher's lack of familiarity with Chinese customs has been appreciated. They always are positive in their attitudes towards me and have helped me whenever they could. At times, they have insisted on doing things for me that I was capable of doing myself. It has become a habit to surrender to their wishes to assist. One student in particular always takes on the job of carrying my packages, saying that it is his pleasure to be my porter.